had all but ground to a halt in the blink of an eye. Lucian, the most feared and ruthless leader ever to rule the Lycan clan, had finally been killed. The Lycan horde scattered to the wind in a single evening of flame and retribution. Victory, it seemed, was in our grasp. The very birthright of the vampires. Nearly 6 centuries had passed since that night, yet the ancient blood feud proved unwilling to follow Lucian to the grave. Though Lycans were fewer in number, the war itself had become more perilous, for the moon no longer held her sway. Older, more powerful Lycans were now able to change at will. The weapons had evolved, but our orders remained the same. Hunt them down and kill them off, one by one. A most successful campaign. Perhaps too successful. For those like me, a death dealer, this signaled the end of an era. Like the weapons of the previous century, we too would become obsolete. Pity, because I lived for it.
pack of rabid dogs! And that, gentlemen, simply will not do. Not if you expect to defeat the vampires on their own ground. Not if you expect to survive at all. Pierce! Taylor! Put some clothes on, will you?
To run a few tests. It's definitely an irradiated fluid of some sort.
Ultraviolet ammunition.
Daylight harnessed as a weapon.
You expect me to believe that a mangy animal came up with a bullet specifically engineered to kill vampires?
No, I'm betting it's military. Something they stole, some sort of high-tech trace around.
Look, I don't care where they got these things. Rigel is dead and Nathaniel could still be out there. We should gather the death dealers and head back down there in force.
Absolutely not. Not now. Not for a random incursion. The Awakening is only a few days off, and this house is in a state of unrest as it is.
Random? They opened fire on us in full view of the public. And from the commotion I heard down in that tunnel...
You said yourself you didn't actually see anything.
Look, I know what I heard, and I know what my gut tells me, and I am telling you, there could be dozens of Lycans down there. Who knows? Maybe more. Hundreds.
We've hunted them to the brink of extinction.
Craven's right, Selene. There's not been a den of that magnitude for centuries. Not since the days of Lucian.
I know that, Khan. But I'd rather have you prove me wrong by checking it out.
Very well. Have your men tighten things up. I'll have Soren assemble the search team.
No, I want to lead the team myself.
Absolutely not. Soren will handle it. Hundreds, really.
Victor would believe me.
I'd never dream of treating you like that.
Of course you wouldn't. Now run along and make sure she's dressed and ready for the arrival of her guests.
What is?
Well, I seriously doubt Victor would want you freezing to death in here, staring at his tomb for hours on end.
No, he'd want the death dealers out there right now, scouring every inch of the city. Craven. I'll never understand why Victor left him in charge. He's a bureaucrat, not a warrior.
Come on, we need to get you ready.
For what?
The party. Amelia's envoy will be here any minute.
Thank you.
Yes. You should definitely wear this one. It's perfect. He's attractive for a human.
Who's attractive? You know I was planning on having you at my side this evening.
Take Erica. She's dying to be at your side.
If you ask me, you take this warrior business far too seriously. You can't undo the past, no matter how many you kill. And besides, what's the point in being immortal if you deny yourself the simple pleasures in life?
Do you see this human?
What of him?
I can't be positive, but I'm beginning to think the Lycans are...
Blast. Put on something elegant and be quick about it.
Craven, I'm serious. I think they were following him.
Other than food, why would Lycan stalk a human? Progress? Let's find out.
Negative.
You heading home?
Yeah, Nicholas gave me a couple hours off.
By the way, he said you did a terrific job tonight with the surgery.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Silver's penetrated his organs. Regeneration's impossible at this point. Let's take these out. Relax.
The vampires didn't realize you were following a human. Did they, Rex?
No. I mean, I don't think so.
You don't think, or you don't know?
I'm not sure.
really must have a look at this, Michael.
Must I do everything myself?
Our noble houses may be separated by a great ocean, but we are equally committed to the survival of the bloodlines. And when Amelia arrives to awaken Marcus in just 2 days' time, we shall once again be united as a single coven. We want to thank our hosts for their generous hospitality.
Comes in, he does his job, and then he goes home. Other than that, I really don't know what to tell you. Interns pretty much work around the clock. We don't have much of a life.
You know where we can find him?
No. You can try him at home, or you'll have to wait till he gets back. He's not in some kind of trouble, is he?
Ah! is going on?
Stop the car, you're gonna get us both killed.
I'm not screwing around.
Neither am I. Now shut up and hold on, I'll be fine.
Grace wasn't overstating matters.
Grace didn't bring back this.
If Michael is indeed a carrier, if vampires...
Relax, old friend. I've tasted his flesh. Just 2 days till full moon. Soon he will be a lichen. Soon he will come looking for us.
perfectly still. Your skull's taken a good knock. You've been unconscious for a while. Do you have any idea why those men were after you?
Where am I?
You're safe. I'm Celine.
Once the rumors were true, the whole house has been absolutely buzzing about your new pet. Oh, God, you're going to try to turn him, aren't you?
Of course not.
So why did you bring him here?
He saved my life. Why are you here?
Craven sent me. He wants to see you. Now.
This is completely unacceptable. You go against my orders and spend the night away from the shelter of the mansion with a human? A human that you've since brought back into my house?
As far as I'm concerned, this is still Victor's house. Look, I don't want to argue. I just need you to understand that Michael is somehow important to the Lycan.
Oh, so now it's Michael!
Craven, would you just hear
me? It's just beyond me why you're still obsessing over this ridiculous theory. Lucien wouldn't be the slightest bit interested in a human, Michael or otherwise. Wait a minute. You're infatuated with him, aren't you?
Now that's a ridiculous theory.
Is it?
I sure hope you never get pissed off with me. Hold on. Check this out. Go ahead, squeeze off a few. Inject the mag.
You've copied the lichen rounds. Silver nitrate.
Lethal dose.
They won't be able to dig these out like they do with their usual rounds.
Straight into the bloodstream. Ain't nothing to dig out.
Tell me, Khan. Do you believe Lucien died the way they say he did?
Craven been telling war stories again, eh?
Well, that's my point. It's nothing but an ancient story. His story. Not a shred of proof he killed Lucian, only his word.
I've never underestimated Craven's lust for advancement. The victor believed him, and that's all that matters. Now, where are you going with this anyway?
Nowhere.
Engaging death dealers in public. And chasing around after some human that was not what I had in mind.
You were told. You were told to set up shop and lay low.
Calm yourself, Craven. The human doesn't concern you. And besides, I've laid low for quite long enough.
Keep your men at bay, Lucian. At least for the time being. Don't force me to regret our arrangement.
You just concentrate on your part. Remember, I've bled for you once already. Without me, you'd have nothing. You'd be nothing.
Of brave souls who entered Lucian's fortress, a single vampire survived. Craven, who was richly rewarded for not only setting the great blaze, but for returning with evidence of the Lycan Master's demise. The branded skin, cut from Lucian's very arm.
Now.
He's been bitten.
You're human. He's been marked by a lichen.
Did Craven put you up to this?
No, I saw the wound with my own eyes. I swear it. But what about the covenant? You know it's forbidden.
And ever since he bit me, I've been having these hallucinations, I've been having these delusions. All I know is it feels like my skull is splitting in half.
Okay, so a full-grown man bit you. Jesus. Michael, are you sure this wasn't a dog?
I said it was a man.
Okay.
It was a man.
Okay, I got it.
He was after me. And that woman... The woman from the subway...
What woman?
Haven't you been listening to me? She took me hostage!
All right. Just, please. I'm going to help you get this all sorted out, all right? I'll be right back. Let go, Michael. Let go. Just calm down, okay? I'm going to be back in a minute. That's a promise.
All right.
All right?
Need your guidance.
Never been attempted by one such as myself. The elders alone hold the power to organize their memories and thoughts into a single cohesive vision, a detailed record of their reign. I can only hope Victor will hear my plea. Your guidance. I apologize for breaking the chain and awakening you ahead of schedule, but I fear we may all be in grave danger. Especially you, my lord, if left in your weakened state. For I believe that Lucian is alive and well. Here. Now, in this very city, preparing to hit us during the awakening ceremony. Even more disturbing. But if I'm correct, it would mean that Craven is in league with him.
dead, Michael?
Is it, Michael?
What the hell is going on? What's happening to me?
I'm coming out.
If you go to him, you'll never be welcome in this house again.
Now that Victor's awake, we'll see what he has to say about that. I warned her, but she didn't listen. She never listens. I should have told you sooner.
Told me what?
Her human, Michael. He's not a human at all. He's a lichen.
What?
What's this ruckus?
Here again, they'll kill you. Do you understand?
Why? Who are you people?
You're in the middle of a war that's been raging for the better part of 1,000 years. A blood feud between vampires and lichens. Werewolves. Consider yourself lucky. Most humans die within an hour of being bitten by an immortal. The viruses we transmit are deadly.
And if you bit me, what, I become a vampire instead?
No, you die. No one's ever survived a fight from both species. By rights, I'd stop the car and kill you myself, right?
Then why are you helping me?
I'm not. I track down and kill your kind. My only interest is finding out why Lucian wants you so badly.
You know why I've been awakened, servant?
No, my lord. I'll soon find out.
You mean when you find her?
Yes, my lord.
You must let her come to me. We have much to discuss, Selene and I. She has shown me a great many disturbing things. Things that will be dealt with soon enough. This coven has grown weak, decadent. Perhaps I should have left someone else in charge of my affairs.
Still, our memories are chaotic. There's no sense of time.
Please, my lord, let me summon assistance. You're in need of rest.
I've rested enough. What you will do is summon Marcus.
But he still slumbers, my lord. Amelia and the council members are arriving tomorrow night to awaken Marcus. Not you, my lord. You've been awakened a full century ahead of schedule.
things, these hallucinations.
They're not hallucinations. They're memories. You've been bitten. His memories have been passed to you. This is one of the places we use for interrogations. It should be safe.
Zyodex Industries.
We own it. First it was synthetic plasma, now this. Once it's approved, it should be our newest cash crop.
It's clone blood. What are these for?
Lycans are allergic to silver. If we don't get our bullets out quickly enough, they end up dying on us during questioning.
What do you do with them afterwards?
We put the bullets back in.
How are things progressing?
We're ready. Why do you hate them so much?
I've already told you, we're at war.
So you're just following orders? Why can't you just answer the question? Fine.
Something was in the stable, tearing our horses to pieces. I couldn't have saved my mother or my sister. Their screams woke me. My father died outside, trying to fend them off. I stood at my door, about to run to my niece's room. Twin girls. Barely 6 years old. Butchered like animals.
Jesus Christ.
The next thing I knew, I was in his arms. The war had spilled into our house. He'd been tracking the Lycans for days. He drove them off and saved me.
Who?
Victor. The oldest and strongest of us. That night, he made me a vampire. He gave me the strength to avenge my family. Since then, I've never looked back. They did. Or at least, that's what we've been led to believe. Digging into the past is forbidden. I should be heading back.
What about me?
Victor will know what to do. I'll come back tomorrow night.
I'm not staying here alone.
You will if you want to live.
No, I
want to
go with you.
Tomorrow night, you will change, you will kill, and you will feed. It's unavoidable. Can't leave you free to roam around, I'm sorry. A single round won't kill you, but the silver should prevent the transformation, at least for a few rounds. If I don't return in time, do yourself a favor. Use it.
Thank you.
she's here.
How could you do this to me? Embarrass me like this? The entire coven knows that I had plans for us.
There is no us.
You'll go before Victor and tell him exactly what I tell you to. From here on out, you'll do as I say. Is that in any way unclear?
Lost without you, my lord. Constantly hounded by Craven and his never-ending infatuation.
It is the oldest story in the book. He desires the one thing he cannot have. Now, tell me. Why have you come to believe that Lucien still lives? Yeah.
But I've given you all the proof you need.
Incoherent thoughts and images, nothing more. Which is precisely why the awakening is performed by an elder. You do not possess the necessary skills.
But I did see Lucien. I shot him. You must believe me.
The chain has never been broken. Not once. Not in 14 centuries. Not since we elders first began to leapfrog through time. One awake, two asleep. That's the way of it. It is Marcus's turn to reign, not mine.
There's been a little complication.
But I had no choice. The coven is in danger and Michael is the...
Ah, yes. The Lycan.
Please. Give me the chance to get the proof you require.
Fine.
I will leave it to Craven to collect the proof. If there is any.
How could you trust him over me?
Because he is not the one who has been tainted by an animal. I love you. Like a daughter, but you leave me with no choice. These rules are in place for a good reason, and they are the only reason we have survived this long. You will not be shown an ounce of leniency. When Amelia arrives, the council will convene and decide your fate. You have broken the chain and the covenant. You must be judged.
Instead out of this.
Now you'll be lucky if I can convince the council to spare your life.
Tell me, did you have the nerve to cut the skin from his arm, or did Lucien do it for you?
Mark my words. Soon you'll be seeing things my way. No one opens this door. Understood? Can't afford to have my future queen run off that lichen again.
change of plans. Amelia will be picked up by Soren and his team.
That's our job.
Not anymore.
Why are you helping me?
I'm not. I'm helping me.
The perimeter sensor's been tripped. We're locking down the mansion.
It's Celine. She's escaped. To go to him, to Michael.
I want that Lycan's head on a plate.
you kidding me?
False alarm. Dogs would have been all over it if anything had gotten even near that fence.
Amelia should have arrived by now.
Yes.
Look, I want you to slip off the property and find out what's keeping her.
You've got it.
My lord?
I sent for Celine, not you.
She's defied your orders and fled the mansion, my lord.
Your incompetence is becoming most taxing.
It's not my fault. She's become obsessed. Thinks that I'm at the core of some ridiculous conspiracy
And here's my proof.
Now, I want you to tell them exactly what you told me.
No! All right. For years, we've been trying to combine the bloodlines. And for years, we failed. It was useless. Even at the cellular level, our species seemed destined to destroy each other. Yet the key, we knew, was to locate the rarest of bloodlines. A direct descendant of Alexander Corvinus. Hungarian. A warlord. Who came to power in the early seasons of the 5th century. Just in time to watch a plague ravage his village. He alone survived.
Somehow, his body was able to change the disease, mold it to his benefit. He became the first true immortal. And years later, he fathered at least 2 children. Who inherited this same trait.
The sons of the Corvinus clan. One bitten by bat, one by wolf, one to walk the lonely road of mortality as a human. It's a ridiculous legend.
Nothing. That may be. But our species do have a common ancestor.
There is a descendant of Corvinus lying there. Not 3 feet from you.
Yes. But he's already a vampire. We needed a pure source. Untainted. An exact duplicate of the original virus. The Corvinus strain itself, which we learned was hidden away in the genetic code of his human descendants. It passed along in its dormant form, down through the ages to Michael Corvin. His blood allows for a perfect union between our species.
There can be no such union. And to speak of it is heresy.
We'll see. Once Lucian has ejected him, Lucian is dead. According to whom?
I can assure you, my child, Craven will pay with his life.
Soon his house will lie in ruins.
Not before you.
No, wait! You, and you alone will know the truth of this. If Lucian was able to get his hands on the blood of a pureborn, a powerful elder, like Amelia, or yourself, and inject it along with Michael's blood. Half vampire, half lichen, stronger than both.
I need to speak with Colin. Council members have been assassinated.
What of Amelia?
They bled her dry.
It has already begun.
I'm sorry I doubted you. Fear not, my child. Absolution will be yours. The moment you kill the descendant of Corvinus, this Michael.
You've been given an enzyme to stop the change. It may take a little time for the grogginess to dissipate.
That's enough! Just...
go and see what's keeping Reyes, will you? I really must apologize. He's in desperate need of a lesson in manners. Speaking of manners, where am I? Forgive me. I'm Lucian.
I need to go. I need to get back.
There's no going back. There's no going anywhere. The vampires will kill you on sight, just for being what you are. One of us. You are one of us.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Bringing an end to this conflict.
Your war, it has nothing to do with me.
My war?
That's what started the war. thought happiness if I were there.
We were slaves once. The daylight guardians of the vampires. I was born in servitude. Yet I harbored them no ill will. Even took a vampire for my bride. It was forbidden. Our union. Victor feared a blending of the species. Feared it so much. He killed her. His own daughter. Burned alive. For loving me. This is his war. Victor's. And he spent the last 600 years exterminating my species.
What are they going to do to Selene?
We have company.
I thought we had a deal.
Patience!
Craven, these are matters to be discussed in private. Please escort our guests downstairs. Has been destroyed. Soon you will have it all. Both great covens and an ironclad peace treaty with the Lycans, who I trust will not be forgotten when the spoils are tabulated.
How do you expect me to assume control now that Victor's been awakened? There's no defeating him. He goes stronger as we speak.
And that is precisely why I need Michael. If Victor was so easy to dispatch, you'd have done it yourself centuries ago.
Exit shaft! Move it!
Son of a bitch!
Shit.
It's Victor.
Yes. And if you had done your job, he'd still be in hibernation.
Is there another way out?
I guess it never occurred to you that you might actually have to bleed to pull off this little coup. Don't even think about leaving.
Silver nitrate. Bet you weren't expecting that.
Thank you.
get you out of here. Victor's on his way and he won't be satisfied until every Lycan's dead.
They kill you too just for helping me.
I know.
I know what started the war.
I live long enough to see Victor choke the life from you.
I bet you do. But let me tell you a little something about your beloved Dark Father. He's the one who killed your family, not the Lycans. Never could follow his own rules. Said he couldn't abide the taste of livestock. So every once in a while he went and gorged himself on human blood. I kept the secrets, cleaned up the mess. But it was he who crept room to room, dispatching everyone close to your heart. But when he got to you, he just couldn't bear the thought of draining you dry. You, who reminded him so much of his precious Sonya, the daughter he condemned to death.
Lies.
Believe what you want. Now, come on. Your place is by my side. So be it.
is he? Where's Craven?
It wasn't the Lycans. It was you.
Leave us.
Knowing that you'd killed my family.
Yes. I have taken from him. But I have given so much more. Is it not a fair trade, the life I have granted you, the gift of immortality?
And the life of your daughter? Your own flesh and blood?
I loved my daughter. But the abomination growing in her womb was a betrayal of me and of the Coven. I did what was necessary to protect the species, as I am forced to do yet again.
I cannot predict the future. The consequences of this night will reverberate through the halls of both great covens for many years to come. Two vampire elders have been slain, one by my own hand. Soon, Marcus will take the throne, and a tide of anger and retribution will spill out into the night. Differences will be set aside. Allegiances will be made. And soon, I will become the hunted.
She'll suck you dry. We should have cried to be back in her bosom. To join again, she'll make you weep and moan and cry to be back in her bosom. Don't you like him back a little bit longer? Saviors and saints, devils and dream of the night. She'll eat you alive. Jesus is risen. It's no surprise, even he would. Mother is mama to ride the hell between those thighs. The pressure is building the base of my spine. If I gotta sin to see her again, then